Hi and welcome. The Artful Podcast is an interview show where you'll get to know the people behind the creative brands we love. These open, casual, and candid conversations will shed a light on what it's really like to reach your true potential with joy, fulfillment, and freedom. Presented by Artful and hosted by Gabe Ratliff, an award-winning artist, entrepreneur, and coach. Are you ready to create your artful life? If so, then tune in, turn up, and listen hard.
At Artful, I've been building on a dream I've had since one fateful day in 2016. I worked at an edtech startup that was a magical company filled with amazing, talented people, and supported fellow creatives and craftspeople by sharing their expertise through online educational videos. It was the third startup I'd helped get to acquisition. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I was so committed to the mission and dream of this company that I not only drank the Kool-Aid, I made it. I was an ambassador for our cause and willingly gave 100% every single day. Then, things started to take a turn. I started to realize that I was feeling more like a human Duracell battery, like in The Matrix, after several years of 70-hour work weeks and countless missed moments with my family and friends. The Kool-Aid wasn't tasty enough to keep my spirit and belief in our mission every day. I found myself having to spend weekends resting and recharging because I didn't have any more energy to do much else, especially my own creative endeavors. Being in the media production world is hard work. Don't let anyone fool you. It might look glamorous and seem like it's an exciting life from the outside. It's a rare feat to find such a well-oiled machine as we had at this company, which was not only a production company or just a tech startup, but was a hybrid of the two. We had a sea of production crew, as well as developers, marketers, and customer support staff cranking long hours with a smile as we all marched towards a common goal. What a wonderful formula mixed with innovation, education, and inspiration. I couldn't believe the talent we pulled together. Many of us are still friends and colleagues today, and several have gone on to build new and exciting businesses since. There were so many learning lessons we all gleaned during that journey. A journey that ended on that fateful day when another massive layoff happened as we rocketed toward the acquisition, which happened just a handful of months later. I remember walking in and feeling the energy in our studio space. It was palpable. I could see our HR director down the hall, with manila envelopes, and immediately knew what this day would bring. A second later, I had a smile on my face and gave her a high five because I knew this was another one of the hardest days she would have to face in her tenure at this company. For those not in the HR world, imagine what that must be like for someone, especially when they have to do it in mass layoffs and more often than might be usual. Now, add on the fact that you've helped to build an extraordinary team of people to serve the company's mission. Wow. Can you imagine the impact that has on a human who worked with her team for years to build that type of environment and then having to say goodbye to them with a smile on their face? Think of the HR staff in the past year and what they've had to go through. If you have a role in HR, my heart goes out to you, my friend. I'll never forget the moment of pause and appreciation when she saw me walk up with a smile. I could feel the tension lighten just a bit as she confirmed what I knew. It was a tough day, but it was meant to be, and I was proud of the work we'd done together over those almost 4 years. We said our goodbyes and made sure to hug each other as much as we could, knowing that some we would most likely not see again, and others it would not be the last. Afterward, I knew it was time to do some soul-searching. As I said, this was the third startup that I had helped build their dream with blood, sweat, and tears. In that manila folder, I got the usual info about stock options and Cobra service if I'd like to continue health insurance. I also had gotten a small severance and asked my wife if I could take some of that time to reflect on my next steps in life. I started writing in my journal. I met with fellow colleagues and friends to discuss what we were planning to do and to reminisce about great shoots and cool instructors we got to work with on set. I explored some online courses and worked on myself. I also took a course by Anne Ray, a painter and a coach out of San Francisco, that ended up having an ancient Tibetan death rebirth meditation in the middle of it. I found myself bawling by the end of it as I furiously wrote down my vision for leaving my own legacy and making an impact on the world. I wrote about the people and causes that mattered to me. I wrote about the fellow creatives that I wanted to help lift up, just like we did at the startup I had just left. I wrote about the change I wanted to bring to the world, and that I didn't want to just sit back and float through life working for someone else's dream that I didn't really have a say in. I chose to create my own dream. The thing is, when you create your own dream, then you have to do the work to build it. That includes the good, the bad, and the ugly. For the last 6 years, I've been building that dream, and it's been all of the above. Good, bad, and the ugly. It's been filled with surprises, changes, missteps, learning lessons, amazing clients, fun projects, exceptional colleagues and creatives, and so much more. I'd like to take you back in time for a moment. I originally started the company as Vitalik Productions. There's a music producer called Vitalik that I love, and he was an inspiration for the original name because I love the idea of vitality and life. When I started what is now called the Artful Podcast, it was called the Vitalik Project. I wanted to tell people stories about their awesome, unique lives. During this time was when I started to take things a bit more seriously and wasn't just acting as a freelancer, hunting and gathering to find work. I started to take on bigger projects and hired contractors in my network to support our clients. That was when I registered Gathora LLC, named after the initials in my name. There's a bit of trivia for you. For a time, I used the Gathora name as the business, but it didn't have that mythos and branding that felt aligned with the vision I started to build on that day I experienced that powerful Tibetan meditation. I started to take things up another level as the business grew up a bit and projects got bigger. I spent a lot of time and money with business coaches working on where the business was going, and then a new brand emerged. It evolved into the Artful Entrepreneur. I was stepping into my role as a leader, entrepreneur, and mentor. I realized that I was worthy of being called a leader and wanted to recognize fellow creative leaders and change makers. I started remembering little things from my childhood that set me on this path, like my dad owning his own construction business called Home Crafters. I remember the lessons he learned along the way as he led his team to build beautiful homes. I wanted to continue sharing stories of fellow leaders making an impact and building their business in their own unique way. So the podcast changed its name. However, over time, I felt like the pendulum had swung a bit too far, and it seemed like I was getting too far removed from my creative brothers and sisters and the essence of what I was really after. I was focused more on the business side of things and felt like the brand still wasn't quite right. I wanted to find a balance that felt good with me and this vision I'd been working toward, slowly but surely. It was then that I radically simplified things and pared down to the essence I had been skirting around but hadn't owned fully. That was when the dream of Artful came into focus and was the North Star that had been calling to me, quietly in the back of my mind for years. I was at the trailhead of the path I had been searching for, one of helping build successful, intentional businesses, artfully. These past few years have taught us a lot about ourselves and each other. Friendships have ended, businesses have expanded, families have splintered, relationships have grown deeper. People have taken a stand. There is a consciousness shift happening, and with it, come the growing pains that must be felt if we are to achieve our big, hairy, audacious goals. My dream is to help creatives to thrive without grinding and selling their souls to put food on their table. My dream is to serve clients that have people and planet at the core of their mission, while showing up with authenticity, creativity, curiosity, and vulnerability, so they succeed in achieving their goals. My dream is to enjoy the journey and embrace the detours as we build an empire of good businesses doing great work around the world, without stepping on each other and throwing each other under the bus along the way. We've seen that in the business world. I've seen it in the businesses I've worked for, and it's time for a change. We've seen it in the way business leaders and government officials can show up, and it isn't sustainable there either. I believe we can change, and many of us are in the chrysalis now. We can learn from our mistakes. We can all thrive without having to fight for power and money to do it. At Artful, we're here to help the 99% that aren't in it for the power or greed. We're here to serve those who want a brighter tomorrow, where we can all succeed with joy, fulfillment, and freedom. We are here for the misfits and mavericks that see a different future for our society and are willing to fight for it as strong but peaceful warriors. For the rest who like the divisive, angry, cynical, selfish world the way it has been, you had your time. This is our time. If you're ready for change, then welcome to our army. We're perfectly imperfect and ready to do the work with small, humble, and mighty steps together. It won't be easy to unlearn and rethink how to build this world, but it's not impossible. Will you join us? In the immortal words of the 90s classic Empire Records, "Damn the man, save the empire."
Well, that's it for this episode. Whether this is your first time listening or you're already a fan, thanks for being here. We hope you enjoyed the show. All links and show notes for this episode can be found at theartful.co. If you haven't yet, please subscribe to the show and leave a rating or review wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks again for listening. Until next time, keep being artful.